I'm very excited to be joined by Vera Allen on the airwaves. Kia ora, Vera. How are you?
Oh, kia ora. I'm good. How are you doing?
So good. Thank you so much for joining me to chat about your beautiful new track, Sangria Demo. I'm so excited. It's so beautiful.
Thank you.
I want to start by asking you, do you think that there are some songs that are just better left in demo form?
I think, obviously, part of me felt that way enough to release it. I think the reason I put the word demo in there is because I've started performing it with my band. We played it all over China, and we played it at some festivals over summer, and it's kind of taking on a new life in a band form. So I wanted to be able to record it with them in the future. But I love sometimes the rawness and the imperfectness of demos.
Mm.
And it's very hard to kind of recreate that feeling. And so, yeah, that's how I felt about the song.
Mm. And I feel as though Sangria Demo sort of has that similar, really acoustic stripped-back vibe that Heartbreak for Jetlag had a little bit. And I'm starting to feel like, is this, it's quite different from Ideal Home Noise, but is this the vibe that we're sitting in for a little bit?
I think there's just two different Veras, and one is like a well-produced album, and I'll always be doing that, and then on the side I'll always be making other stuff. So I'm more just trying to kind of expand my artistic area, and more to come for sure.
So exciting, and such a, I feel Heartbreak for Jetlag was just such a cool insight into your sort of creative process and like the intimacy of your songwriting. Did it feel a bit sort of scary releasing that out into the world, especially after winning the Tate?
Oh yeah, it kind of was almost like a soft way to exit that period of time, because now if I put out another album, there's at least been some like buffer time. But definitely making this last album that I will eventually release, I had a little bit of fear around it. Yeah, it's the first time I had any expectation, and that was slightly scary, but yeah.
Mm. And so Sangria Demo, it's very it's very DIY, like you've done pretty much everything yourself for this track, right?
Yeah, I recorded all of it, yeah.
That's so cool. And is that sort of how a lot of your, I mean, I know that, you know, your collaborators like Ben Lemmy and the band are a huge part of what Vera Allen as a project is now, but is that still quite a big part of your writing process, doing a lot of stuff solo as well?
Totally, that's how I map out, that's how I write mostly. So I'll write like in full, write all the different instrumentation and record it, and then that's usually how I go into an album. And so this is like an example of that, I guess. Like there are versions like this of all my albums that you've heard, and maybe one day I'll put them out.
Mm, beautiful. And then speaking of sort of DIY, quite raw and intimate vibes, we've got this beautiful video accompanying the track as well, which is all edited by you. But on the not so sort of raw, intimate demo side, we have these beautiful images of you performing just casually in front of the Sydney Opera House.
Yeah.
It's quite the juxtaposition to the sort of nature of the song.
Yeah, exactly. It's the two different parts of being a musician that I love so much, which is just like the most introverted kind of private moments. And then like, you know, you can find yourself performing in front of hundreds and thousands of people, and this very like extremely sociable shared experience. So it was so nice to go back through that footage and reminisce on that tour with Crowded House around Australia, because that was just so special. And when I sent it to my band too before, they were just like, oh, so nice to see this. And yeah,
I bet. I mean, even just as like a listener, I just felt so sentimental watching this video of like your beautiful raw songwriting, and then the fact that it's brought to these huge stages and it's just growing more and more all the time. It must have felt so amazing to do the tour with Crowded House, and of course you just did the live sessions with Neil Finn last night, right?
Yes, the Infinity session was crazy. It was such a cool experience. Like the whole curation of the evening was really crazy. I would recommend everyone go check it out, actually. I think it's such a cool thing that they're doing over there with that at Roundhead. So yeah, and the tour was one of the best experiences of my life. Just so much such a beautiful group of people, really, and we were just so taken care of, and we had so much fun too, so much cheekiness. It was just like it was the best.
So special. I think we should listen to this track very soon, but I want to finish by asking you where the best sangria in Wellington is.
Oh, okay. So at the moment, the winner is Havana Bar.
Yes, I love Havana Bar.
Yes, they made the best sangria. So if anybody is up for the challenge, or there's, you know, they think that there's a better one somewhere, please let me know, because at this point I'm down to go and explore.
That's awesome. Havana Bar does have really, really good cocktails. It's one of my favourite spots in Pornicke.
Yeah, real good. Yeah.
So good. Okay, I think we should listen to the fruits of sangria. Thank you so much for chatting with me, Vera.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk soon. This is Sangria Demo from Vera Allen. You're on BFM.
Fine. was to hear you. Still remember that sangria, sangria, sangria. I don't remember certain winters, but the one we were sipping sangria, sangria, sangria. You probably hear this and run. That's fine.